Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Publix Field at Joker Marchin Stadium, it is game four of this six-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Happy Friday. Congratulations. You have made it to the weekend. As this is the Marauders pregame show, Thomas and Zarella getting you ready for tonight's ballgame. If you're listening in Bradenton right now or wherever you are in the country, well, baseball is TBD tonight as tarp is on the field in rain and inclement weather is in the area. There is some bright spots way off the distance, but the cloud coverage is moving from left to right, and so most of the dark clouds are all on the left side with the wind gusting from left to right as well. So we'll see if we do have a window to play tonight, but currently we are in a weather delay as Marauders picked up a win yesterday. They were hoping to get back on the right foot and try to square the series up at two apiece with a 4-2 win yesterday over Lakeland. Marauders scored three runs in the second. Will Taylor, a three RBI, bases clearing double. Axel Plaz had an RBI double in the fifth inning as well, as they received some really good pitching yesterday. Connor Whitgriff, six up, six down as a starter. Carlos Jimenez then with the next five, gave up two unearned runs in the fourth inning, which was his second inning, and he struck out five, walk three. Peyton Stumbo, three strikeouts and two scoreless innings to pick up his fourth save of the season. We'll keep the pregame show rolling along as normal, and we'll provide you with weather updates as soon as we get them and try to describe what the weather is looking like as well here today at Publix Field at Joker Marchin Stadium. But when we come back, we'll give you a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here across the Florida State League, but also in the Pittsburgh Pirates system. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Lakeland, Florida, here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Tom and Cinzarella getting you set for what hopefully will be baseball tonight. Again, if you missed that first segment, rain is falling, tarp is on the field, and it is a gusty day outside here in Lakeland. It started raining right at the tail end of the Marauders batting practice session, which was, we'll put it around 5:15 or so. And so it's been raining for about an hour, but the good news is tarp was on the field successfully in time, and it is pulled pretty tight right now. So it'll be a heavy one to lift, and good news is we don't have to do that. But we decided to keep the pregame show rolling along as normal. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. As you start with the Pittsburgh Pirates system, they are the Friday night game tonight on Apple TV. Pirates picked up a win yesterday behind Paul Skeens and Brian De La Cruz, who drove home a couple at a six-run fifth inning. Skeens, six innings, nine strikeouts yesterday. De La Cruz went 3-for-4 with three RBIs, had a pair of doubles, and they bounced around Nick Lodolo in that half inning. Skeens, win number 8 for him, and Ben Heller, two innings behind him, Hunter Stratton as well for the 7-zip shutout. Tonight, they'll look to do the same. It's a four-game series, so they would not win the series if they win tonight. It is Bailey Falter, who's having a pretty overall solid season so far. He's already just over 4, but is pitching much better than that this year, it really does feel like. He'll go against, for the Cincinnati Reds, Buck Farmer. That's an all-time baseball name. He was a fifth-round pick by the Tigers back in 2013 out of Georgia Tech, and he pitched for the Tigers for a number of years, from 2014 until 2021. He is in year number 3 with the Reds. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, Triple-A Indianapolis won 9-8 in 10 innings yesterday. Today, we'll throw first pitch at 7:05 p.m. Pretty intriguing pitching matchup today, as Thomas Harrington, one of the top pitching arms, who rehabbed with Bradenton early this year and pitched them last year. He is a starter against Tristan McKenzie, former 42nd overall pick by the Cleveland Guardians, who has spent some time in the big leagues but struggled this year, and they sent him back down to the minors. So that is a really good one. And Columbus, who's one of the best AAA teams in Indianapolis, they are 4 games out right now from first place. They are chasing Columbus. Elsewhere, AA Altoona is in Richmond, 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Dom Paracci looks to get back on track. He has struggled so far in AA. Paracci pitched well in Greensboro this year, ERA just over 2, but in 4 starts, 6 outings, ERA north of 7 in Altoona. In High A Greensboro, they're the one game that will get going today, and it is our old friend Carlson Reed, who's on the hill. Fourth round pick by the Pirates last year, the 21-year-old of West Virginia, pitches against the Asheville Tourist after Greensboro won yesterday. So far, Carlson's lived up to the bill. 3 starts, he's allowed just 1 earned run in 12 2/3 innings, walk 6, striking out 13. That's a 0.71 ERA this year for our good old friend Carlson Reed. In the Florida State League, hopefully that weather has not affected Tampa and Fort Myers were canceled yesterday due to inclement weather, and which today they are not playing today. Don't know why that is the case, but they are not. St. Lucie, bottom 1 on the East Coast, no score. Chenway Len is on the bump for Palm Beach today. Daytona visiting Jupiter, and Dunedin is in Clearwater here tonight. And, of course, we are in a weather delay. So we'll see as the rain starts to fall a bit heavier again here at Publix Field. We come back, we'll get you lineups. That's more coming up here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drumroll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And we'll get back to a rainy and stormy Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida, as the Marauders and Flying Tigers are currently in a weather delay. But we figured we'll give you the starting lineups and what tonight will look like for Bradenton and both Lakeland. Well, Bradenton winning yesterday. They still trail 2-1 in this week's series, but overall in the season, 49-68. They are 20-31 overall. Lakeland 70-44, 28-21. Marauders are currently in the standings in the second half, 12 games out. Lakeland is just 3 back from Fort Myers, so this continues to be a very pivotal week in series for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. 1-9 for Bradenton goes as follows. The shortstop, Johnny Severino, bats leadoff, followed by the switch hitting second baseman in Connor Delgado. Esmerlin Valdez plays first and hits third, followed by the right fielder in the lefty, Shalene Polanco. DH Yordana De Los Santos, riding a 3-game hitting streak, bats fifth. Amanda Torero is, but De Los Santos, DH, bats fifth. Torero plays centered and bats number six. Rivas hitting seventh, plays third. Derek Berg, the 10th round pick this year out of Army, bats eighth, and the lefty left fielder, Braylon Bishop, rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. On the hills, a 19-year-old in Clavari Tejada, native of San Francisco de Macorís and the Dominican Republic. Tejada this year with Bradenton is 1-1, a 5.54 ERA, 4 outings, 1 start, and which he's walk 7, stroke out 9 in 13 innings this season. He'll face Cole Patton, a right-hander out of Villanova. Started his college career at Seton Hall. Patton this year is 0-1, a 7.56 ERA, 6 outings, 3 starts, 16 and 2/3 innings, 8 walks, just 8 Ks, and 21 hits allowed. So Patton has been hit around just a little bit, and he's making his second start against Bradenton this week. For Lakeland, here is their starting lineup. Fran Gerber Montilla, the shortstop, hits leadoff. Lefty second baseman Jack Penny bats second. Josue Briseño, the DH, makes his long-awaited return. Top 30 prospect in the Tigers org. He was really fun to watch just as an overall baseball fan back in April. The 19-year-old this year in 28 games before his injury was hitting .306 with 2 home runs and 15 RBIs with 15 walks and 17 strikeouts in 108 at-bats this year. Briseño has been on the shelf since May 14th, last played on May 12th. He was pushed down to the 60 DIL in middle of July, and again was activated earlier today. He is the DH in hits third. Right fielder Jose de la Cruz has homered the last two nights. He bats cleanup. Andrew Jenkins mans first and bats fifth. The catcher is going to be Eduardo Valencia, who's hitting in the sixth spot today, followed by the seventh round pick in this year's draft of the Tigers. Also, in addition, Jackson Strong played his college ball in upstate New York at Canisius. as he bats seventh. Christian Santana plays third base and hits eighth with his switching left fielder David Smith rounding out the starting nine for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Again, they send Cole Patton to the hill today against Clavari Tejada. Again, this ball game is currently in a weather delay, in a rain delay here in Lakeland at Publix Field. We come back, we figured we'd reshare with you an interview that we did the other day, and that was with rookie fifth-round pick in Will Taylor. So you'll hear that conversation coming up here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with outfielder and Will Taylor. And first of all, Will, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show. And let's start off by talking about last week. You got your first professional hit coming on a grand slam. So that's kind of how you drew up your first hit, right?
Yeah. It was a great once-in-a-lifetime memory for me. Just to get that first professional hit was awesome, and to come in a fashion like that is spectacular. Obviously, a lot of text messages and phone calls after that, and what a night to get the first one out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you expect that one to get out right when you hit off the bat, or because it was kind of leaning towards the pole a little bit, and did it have enough distance? Did you think that thing was going to get out?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I put a good swing on it. I was watching the ball run to first base, and the height on it. I just kept carrying. I think the wind was blowing out a little bit, and just watching the left fielder run after it, and I knew I had a chance, and touched first base and saw it go over. So just really, really excited to be a part of this team, and finish out the year strong.
What was that reaction like too when you got back to the dugout, and what did the guys all do to you when you got in there?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. These new teammates that I've bonded with the last couple of weeks, it's a special group, and we're here to try and win every game, and just having fun playing baseball together.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were selected in this year's draft with so many of the new Marauders as well. Just where were you, and what was that feeling like when you got the phone call that the Pirates had selected you?
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of family and friends, just didn't know, when that phone call would come and what team, but the Pirates were very high on my list, and just excited to be a part of this organization now, and hopefully contribute to this winning organization. We're climbing up the ladder, and no matter what level I'm at, mm-hmm. Single A, Double A, Triple A, the big leagues. Obviously, the big leagues is the goal for everybody, but winning and showing off my talents, on the way there, mm-hmm. is very important to me, and I'm excited to do it over the next few years.
Yeah, no, definitely. What's the transition been like for you from playing college ball to here in the professional ranks? Kind of, I think for a lot of guys, it's nice to have this experience right now when you get drafted and you kind of just all thrown into it. But you were a college student a couple weeks ago. Now you're a professional baseball player. Just what have some of the difference been like for you?
Yeah, just the professional lifestyle. They treat you like a professional here, and you know, just filling in your everyday schedule with things that fit to your game is very. It's been very different than college, and so it's been very enjoyable for me. Just trying to figure out what works for me, what doesn't, and you know, we're all on this journey together.
Mm-hmm. Again, chatting here with Will Taylor on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Let's talk more about you back at Clemson. I know you played a little bit of football as well your first 2 years, and then just focused primarily on baseball. Was that always the draw to go play baseball at Clemson? Was because of the football side of it as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Clemson academically, athletically, just a spectacular school. And first of all, I wanted to go there because of, you know, it's just well known for the family atmosphere. And but that was always a dream of mine, is to play football and baseball there. And to get the phone call from Coach Sweeney and Coach Monty Lee at the time was a dream come true, and something that I couldn't turn down. And so to play there for 3 years and now be a part of the Pirates is, you know, something amazing. Mm-hmm.
So in high school, were you just you played football and baseball? Were there any other sports involved as well?
Yeah, I played four sports in high school. Played football, baseball, wrestled, and ran track. So I was always busy. I just liked to compete and win. And so, you know, playing all those sports in high school has helped me be a better baseball player. It's shaped me well to being a complete baseball player, just helping me thrive in different parts of my game. And so just really thankful for you know, great parents and great coaches that have raised me to be tough and a competitor along the way.
Yeah, you know, you talk about those sports as well. Was a downtime too away from baseball, did that help a little bit too, just mentally as well, not only just a physical toll?
Absolutely. Yeah, just physically, mentally. You know, I was always busy year round, whether it was on the football field or baseball field, but the friendships and memories that I've made along the way are unforgettable, and so thankful for all those relationships and that I've built over the last few years.
Was there a favorite football memory that you had at Clemson that you'll always remember for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I mean, winning a championship. We won the ACC championship my sophomore year, and just to be able to contribute to a team like that, a championship team, is very special.
One last one, me, for you. What's something about you off the baseball field that not many people would know about you?
Yeah, I'm an outdoorsman. I like to hunt and fish. So November, December, January, I'll be in the woods. I'll be on the water. And just enjoy being with family and friends out in nature. So, you know, just love hobbies off the field. And, you know, my brother and I grew up doing that, and we'll continue to do that.
Done any fishing down here so far yet?
I have not. Yeah. That's one thing. I bought my saltwater fishing license the other day, so I'm excited to get on the water.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
We'll have some more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Again, that was Will Taylor, who joined us earlier this week. Had a great chat with him about, learned a lot about him being a two-sport athlete at Clemson, and obviously didn't do it his last season there, but still a really, really cool story. I've gotten to meet a few guys who have done that, and I mean, it's tough being a student athlete in one sport, but how about doing two sports as well at the same time? But again, this is currently still a sticky situation here in Tiger Town, USA, as the rain's still falling. Tarp is on the field. We are still currently in a weather delay and a rain delay. Supposed to throw first pitch 12 minutes ago. And unfortunately, we don't know when we'll play baseball tonight. There's still some weather in the area, still some dark clouds. Lights are on here at Publix Field at Joker Barton Stadium. If not, the Marauders are in town the next 2 days on Saturday and Sunday, and which opportunity, if need be, to play a doubleheader or not. But still hoping to get baseball in tonight. We are as well, obviously, here on the Marauders broadcast network. As we'll take another break here, and we'll, if we had more updates, we'll give them to you as we know them. But again, currently in a rain delay here in Lakeland. This is Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders broadcast network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade.
Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
And welcome back to Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium in Lakeland, Florida, as tonight's contest is still currently in a rain and weather delay. You saw a few really big flashes of lightning just a couple of minutes ago, but tarp is on the field, and it is still coming down pretty heavily here at Publix Field. The good news is that it's a park that drains pretty well, as most do in the Florida State League, but again, we're still going to play baseball tonight. But it's still TBD on what time, if we do, that may be. So we figured we want you last update before we step aside for about, you know, we'll give you an update just around 7 o'clock. So we'll call it 12, 15 minutes from now. We'll hop back on air and kind of let you know what the situation is looking like. But again, in a rain delay right now, and we'll step aside and give you an update in 15 minutes here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Publix Field at Joker Marchin Stadium in Lakeland, Florida. We are still currently in a rain and weather delay. It looked like it was starting to settle down a little bit, and all of a sudden a few big flashes of lightning a couple minutes ago, and the rain has picked up again here in Lakeland. So still to be determined if we will play tonight, and if we do, what the start time would look like as well. But again, well, we'll see. Just provide a weather update on what's happening tonight. Well, we chatted with Danny Carrion at the end of last week, the end of the series against the Dunedin Blue Jays. We figured we'll give you a look inside his baseball career so far and about him off the field and his journey to the Pirates organization. It's a really good one. You'll hear that one next, coming up here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with right-handed pitcher and Danny Carrion. And well, first of all, Danny, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show. And let's just start off by talking about, you know, you recently, a couple straight scoreless outings out of you. Just what's been working for you out there on the mound overall?
Just trying to simplify pitching, coming off of a rehab, just not trying to do too much, just trying to be athletic and flow down the hill and just channel my athleticism.
Has there been something specifically that you've been working on this year, whether it's a new pitch or just any goals you have in mind?
Just trying to get back to how I was a little bit in college when they drafted me. I've been trying to act a little bit too much like a pitcher, and they're trying to – I used to be an outfielder, so they're trying to kind of move me back to throwing like an outfielder, just off a bump instead of coming through a fly ball.
So when was that transition in college? When did you move full-time from the outfield to pitching?
My last season at Davis was my first year as a PO. I was an outfielder the first two, and then junior year I started pitching a little bit. My last year, senior year, was my full PO year.
What kind of led to that transition as well? You just threw the ball hard from the outfield, and they said, hey, we should get that guy on the mound and kind of see what's up.
Yeah, we had a great new coaching staff come in and take over the program, and they saw a lot more potential in me off the bump than in the outfield. I couldn't really swing it. I wish I could, but I'll be honest, I couldn't. So they wanted to use me as an athlete and on the field somewhere, and the bump was that spot.
Well, do you still grab the bat sometimes and want to go hit a few, or no, like even during batting practice, say, hey, we'll go take a few hacks sometimes?
I definitely pick up my roommate's bat and take dry hacks in the apartment here and there, but I don't miss it a whole lot. I like pitching now, and I'm really focused on it.
So did you pitch in high school as well, or is that kind of in college really your first experience?
I pitched a little bit my senior year. My brother was actually 1 year above me, and he was our star pitcher. So I was just able to play shortstop, and my brother threw most of the games. And then he graduated my junior year, and then my senior year I kind of had to take his spot as the pitcher slash shortstop.
So what does that pitch arsenal feature for you right now?
fastball, slider, and I throw like a fork splitter thing, just low RPMs. I have a little bit of a cutter that I'm trying to get more control over, but I do throw it kind of accidentally sometimes with my four seam. But yeah, it's just mainly those three pitches.
I'm curious to learn more about the fork splitter. You don't hear a lot of guys throw that. So how did you come across to throw that?
Completely just messing around. I literally just jammed the ball in between my index and my middle finger. And I was just playing catch with it, just monkeying around. And it kind of was coming out like a knuckleball almost. Mm-hmm. And I was calling it a splitter. And then the pitching coach was like, no, that's a fork ball. And I mean, we've gotten it down to be in between like 300 and 500 RPMs, which is pretty drastic from like my fastball that spins at, you say, 24 to 2500. So, yeah, it's super fun pitch. It's kind of hard to control only having two fingers on the ball, but it's fun to mess with hitters for sure.
It's like throwing a wiffle ball pretty much.
Yeah, a little bit, like backyard wiffle ball.
Again, chatting with Ryan, a pitcher, and Danny Carrion here on the Marauders pregame show. Let's get to learn a little bit more about you, Danny, off the baseball field. I know you played multiple sports in high school. So what sports did you play? And I guess what positions did you play as well in those sports?
Yeah, I played football. I was a quarterback and a free safety. That was super fun. I got hurt towards the end of my senior year, which kind of delayed my college career of football. I canceled it completely, but that's what led to me walking on at UC Davis. But I also played basketball for 4 years. It was kind of, I was not very good, but it was just something that kept me in shape in between football and baseball season in high school.
Yeah, and I figured, so was there any chance of you playing football in college as well, or you're hoping to, or is it always just baseball?
It was, I actually had zero baseball offers out of high school. It was only for football. Yeah, I had a couple of FCS offers that I was highly considering, and then after that injury, it was kind of just looked like baseball was going to be my only option.
So how did UC Davis come to the picture for that? You just wanted to go to school there and then decided to walk on, or did they kind of reach out and say, hey, you know, we have a spot for you if you attend here?
They actually were recruiting me for football, and I had a good connection with one of the old football coaches there, and it's only 20 minutes away from where I grew up, and it was kind of like the local big Division I college, and I ended up having the football coach get a hold of the baseball coach to give me a walk-on spot.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Yeah. Looking back now, I mean, kind of what's that I feel like
out.
I worked out.
Yeah, all worked out perfectly.
Well, one last one for you is what's something about you off the baseball field that not many people know about you?
One thing is I'm getting married this off season in November to the love of my life, Danielle. Another thing is I'm a pretty devout Catholic. I have been my whole life, and yeah, I'm really just based around my faith, and I know I see God work through all the blessings He's given me, and especially blessing me with my amazing family and all the cool opportunities that I get throughout my life.
That's incredible. Where are you guys getting married at?
Lake Tahoe, California. Lake Tahoe.
It's a place to be then.
It is.
The whole Marauders team gonna be there?
Oh, I think they're talking about crashing it, but we'll see how that goes.
Well, Danny Carrion, well, congratulations on getting married this offseason then as well. And thanks for joining us here on the pregame show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Thomas.
We'll have some more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida, as the game is still currently in a rain and weather delay. Almost a combination of a rain and weather delay there for a sec. But again, the rain's still falling. Tarp is on the field, so I hear we should be getting a decision anytime soon about whether we play baseball tonight or not. But figure, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Lakeland is scoreboard watching, even if they do not play tonight, because they are three games back in the standings column. Fort Myers is not playing today, as they will be playing again tomorrow. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, beginning at 4 p.m. So this is a big one. But elsewhere across the FSL, Dunedin's up 1-0 in the top of the third inning in Clearwater. Jupiter up 1-0, top three as well, at home against the Daytona Tortugas. And then they are in the bottom of the fourth inning on the East Coast as well. Chenway Len, 3-0 lead for Palm Beach over the St. Lucie Mets, who have just one hit so far. In the Pittsburgh Pirates system, Buccos, they are the Apple TV game of the day, or on the Friday. So that's every Friday, of course. Reds have a 1-0 advantage over the Buccos, who have Billy Falter on the mound. It was a Tyler Stevenson solo home run at the top of the first inning against Billy Falter. Stevenson batting third, so it was not a leadoff home run or anything of that sort. As the announcement has just come through, today's game has been postponed due to weather. We'll get you all the details on about that, but if we're off air in that time, you can always check on social media as well and, on, of course, on the website. But again, it has been official now that tonight's game has been postponed due to, obviously, the rain and inclement weather in the area. So it will be a doubleheader, it sounds like, tomorrow beginning at 4 p.m. So that will wrap up things for us here at Publix Field at Joker Martin Stadium. Again, tonight's game has been postponed due to weather. Thomas Cinzarella saying so long here from Lakeland. We'll play two tomorrow here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.